Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Our church. Look with me the book of Joshua, and I could read all of chapter number 14. I'm not going to. I want you to go with me, and you can just remain seated. I'm going to jump around instead of reading my whole text. Notice what the Bible said in verse number 8. This is talking about Caleb. He said, "Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God." He said in verse number 9, "And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God." Go to verse number 12. Go back to verse 11. He said this, "As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in." Now, let me just tell you something. When Caleb is saying this, he's 85 years old. 40 years have passed, and he says, or 45, and he says this, "I'm as strong today at 85 years old as I was at 40 years old." Look what he said in verse number 12. "Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in the day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said." And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kadesh Barnea, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. And I want you to go back to verse number 12. I'm interested in the first part of that, where the Bible said, "Now therefore, give me this mountain." Now therefore, give me this mountain. Lord, you know the need of the service. And I pray, God, that over the next few minutes, God, that you'd help us today. Breathe on us. Give us fresh oil as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to talk to you just a little bit this morning on that thought of give me the mountain. Give me the, I'm not interested in anything else. I'm not interested in the plains. I'm not interested in the valley. I want the mountaintop today, amen. And Joshua or Caleb says, give me the mountain. I thought about this for the past 40 years at Amazing Grace. We've prayed over mountains. We've even seen God give us a mountaintop experience. We've praised Him in victories. We've cried in the valley with each other. But the same God that brought us this far is the same God that's still alive today. And can I just say that? The same God that brought us to where we're at today is the same God that's still alive today. I thought about Hebron. That's where he ends up going to, and he overtakes Hebron, and I'm going to say a lot about it at the closing. But I thought about that, and I thought about what the Bible said and what Joshua says to Caleb here. Caleb can pick anything. Caleb can have anything. But he says this, he says, "I want the mountaintop." And he says, "Don't you understand that there's walled cities there? There's mountains there. Don't you understand there's giants there?" In other words, he's saying this, if you're going to get the mountaintop, there's going to be a lot of work that goes with it. There's going to be some battling that goes with it. There's going to be some bruises that comes with it. There's going to be some betrayal. betrayal that comes with it. And you know what Caleb says? He says, give me the mountaintop. I don't care what it costs. I don't care what I've got to do. I want the mountaintop. I thought about this. The Bible said in 1 John 4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Yes, if we're going to the mountaintop, there will be some battles along the way. Yes, there will be some that fall out along the way. But with the help of God, I'm not going to be satisfied with where I'm sitting at. Man, there's more to do. There's more land to proclaim. There's more souls to win. There's more hurting people that needs to hear the gospel. Give me the mountaintop. 85 years old. And you know what he didn't do? He didn't say, I'm just going to sit down and quit. You know what he said? He said, I'm going for the mountain. I thought about this. Caleb was 85 years old when he said, give me the mountain. Caleb could have believed. Think about this. If Caleb could have believed more at 45 years after God had promised it to him. In other words, it's been 45 years since God said, you can have it. And you know what Caleb does? 45 years later, he says, I still want the mountaintop. Oh, he had seen God move. He had saw God do some things, but he still wanted more. If Caleb could say that after 45 years, after 19 years at Amazing Grace, you know what we ought to say today? God, I'm not interested in sitting still. God, I'm not interested in backing up. God, I'm not interested in letting up. But I sure am interested in climbing the mountain and going to the top, man. Give me the mountain. Mountaintop. Give me the mountaintop. I want to show you a couple things. Watch this. When we think about Caleb going to the mountaintop, I thought about this. There's Caleb's frame of mind in remembering. There's Caleb's frame of mind. When you read verses number 6 through 8, I'll just give you a highlight out of it. Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said. In other words, he calls their mind to remembrance. He said, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said. And Caleb had not forgotten that 45 years ago, God had promised him the mountain. Can I just say that again? He had not forgotten that 45 years ago, that God had promised it to him. Now, I thought about this today. As he thought about the memories, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said. No doubt his mind probably run back to a night in Egypt. Whenever they said that, the death angel was passing by, but the blood would have to be applied. No doubt he remembers that the only reason he's where he is at today is because the blood had been applied. No doubt his mind run back to the night that they began to come out of Egypt's land. No doubt his mind went back to the day when they crossed the Red Sea and they went through Elam and what God had done all throughout that desert experience. No doubt his mind went back to the day he walked in and spied out where he was headed to. You see, he had a glimpse of what was on the other side. And you know what he said that day? As I look back and remember what God has done and what God has promised to do, I know a little bit about that mountain. And what drove him to say, give me the mountain, was some things that he remembered. Hear me this morning, church. God has promised us to be a successful church today. I thank God for what we have seen. I thank God for the souls that we have saw saved. I thank God for the shouting that we have experienced. Oh, but hear me and hear me well. It's a new day. It's a new time, man. It's time to move on and say, God, give me the mountain. I'll just say this to you. I do know what the mountain's like. I've been on the mountain. Can I just say it that way? I've been on the mountain before. And if you ever get on the mountain, you'll never be satisfied till you're back on the mountain again. Caleb knew a little bit about it, man. He had got a glimpse of it. Well, I think it was Brother Mays used to say this. You need to get under the spout where the glory runs out. If you ever get in the glory of God, you'll never be satisfied. Think about this. There's a frame of mind that called him to remember. Well, number two, I'm preaching quick because I really want to get to the end of the message. I got a bunch more at the end. That don't mean you're going to go home at the end, okay? Watch this. Not only the frame of mind that remembers, but Caleb had a fire that remained. He still had something inside of him, man. He still had a spring in his step. I walked by Miss Annette back there a while ago, and it's an inside joke on all of this, but I walked by Miss Annette back there a while ago, and I throwed my hands up like that, Brother Josh, and I said, you got your boxing gloves? She said, I'm ready. And Brother Kevin said, I wouldn't fight her. Now, she's not 85 years old. She's pretty close, but she's not even close. But watch this. As a young at heart in the church, as a senior saint in the church, can I say it that way? You know what she says? She came out Thursday night where I was preaching at, and some things she said to me. You know what she was saying? Here's what she was saying. There's still a fire that remains inside of me. There's still a fire that remains inside of me. Let me tell you something about Caleb. He said this, I'm as strong this day as I was back then. Even though it had been 45 years. You know what Caleb was saying? He was saying this, there's still a fire burning deep down inside of me. Church, there ought to be a fire inside of us that causes us to go to the mountain. I'll give you this, and I'll give you the last main point, then I'll give you the closing with 3 points. But watch this. I thought about our church. God's been good to our church. Can I get an amen? Matter of fact, yesterday I was sitting in the office late yesterday evening and was reading through some letters that other preachers had sent me. And one thing that I always do, and other preachers, I'll strongly suggest this to you. If you ever preach for somebody, write them a thank you letter. And tell them, don't type it, handwrite it, write them a thank you letter. And say, thank you for giving me, I'm preaching good right there. Thank you for giving me a privilege to come and preach in your pulpit. I always do that. And I was looking back through some of those. And I was reading through some of the men of God that has written to me. And told me thank you. Brother Brian, I've kept them, and I was reading through them. And one of them, which Brother Young has wrote me numerous letters. It's nothing uncommon for Brother Ray Young just to write. He handwrites, write you a letter and send it to you and tell you he's praying for you. And I was reading back through one of them that he had sent me. And he was talking about how good God had been to Amazing Grace Baptist Church. And can I just echo what he said? Amen. God's been good to Amazing Grace Baptist Church. And maybe we get in the mindset every once in a while, well, boy, we've reached this place and God's been good to us. And man, maybe we've just reached the plateau. This is where God's brought us to, hogwash. You say, preacher, when do you become satisfied? When I die and go home to be with Jesus? I'll never be satisfied with where we should constantly, I'm preaching good, we should constantly be wanting the mountain, man. Here at the church, Sunday morning average is around 250 now, if you count all the kids. And I thought about this. Matter of fact, Wednesday night we was around 200. But I thought about this. After 19 years, we're just finally starting to get settled in, get started. We're just finally starting to learn each other. In 2024, there was 71,547 people in Surrey County. If we run 250 people consistently, that means that we are only reaching 0.349% of our county. We've not even reached 0.5% of our county. Can I just say that again? 0.349% is all that's coming here. I said, preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying we need to go to the mountain. I'm saying, man, that fire that remains, I'm saying, man, there's still plenty to do. There's still souls to win. There's still souls to rescue, man. May there be a fire that remains inside of us. There was his frame of mind that remembered. There was the fire that remained. But watch this. There was the fight that reclaims. Verse 12 through 15, he said, the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able. You know what he says? He's trusting God. He's trusting God. There's a fight that reclaims. He's saying, God, I'm claiming you. Giants on the mountain. Well, Caleb says, no problem, God's bigger. Will there be fights along the way? No problem, God's bigger. Will there be hardships along the way? No problem, God's bigger. Will there be those that fall out by the wayside and say different things about our church? Sure, but no problem. God's bigger. God's bigger. God's bigger. Think about this. Promises are possessed through persistency. Let me say that to you again. Promises are possessed through persistency. The way that we are, the way that our church will hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant, when we stand before God, listen to me tonight or this morning, is if we've done well. That's it. Persistency, man. Stay with it. Sad to say today, though, that the truth is this. Not many are willing to fight for the mountain anymore. They're just satisfied. Will you come start playing softly, Miss Tanya? They're just satisfied. They're just, Joshua or Caleb says, man, I'm 85, but I'm not satisfied. I want more. I want more. I want more. We've already proven that we can put more chairs in here. We've already saw that. We've already said, preacher, have you ordered some? When we start keeping the choir up, I will. Man, there's more. What did, and I'll just say this to you. I'm willing to fight for that. I'm willing to fight for that. I want it. I'm going after it, man. I thought about this. What did he want? That's all introduction, okay? What did he wanted Hebron. That's what he said he wanted. So I want Hebron. Well, why? Out of all the places that Caleb could have picked, why Hebron? You ever thought about that? I don't think it's a coincidence that that's in our Bible. Well, think about this. Hebron is a land that's rich in Israel's past history. It was a land of great influence and power among God's people. Maybe it was that richness that tugged on Caleb's heart and made him want the mountain. When you think about Hebron, there's the relatives of the past. Abraham, the founder of their great nation, pitched his tent beneath the oak trees of Hebron. It was the land where Isaac and Jacob spent a considerable amount of time. It was at Hebron that Abraham and Lot separated, and God revealed to Abraham, listen to this, the promised land. Hebron was the spiritual giant. Hebron was where the spiritual giants of days gone by had lived, and Caleb wanted to live where they lived. Maybe it was the relatives of the past. And can I just say this? I've saw some of my forefathers on the mountaintop. I've saw some of my spiritual heroes at Hebron. Matter of fact, I texted one of them this morning that I hadn't talked to in a while, and I said, I just want to say thank you for investing in my life. And let me just say this. Don't ever forget those that's invested in your life and been there for you and believed in you when nobody else did. I said thank you for investing in my life. I love you and I'm praying for you as you preach today. Immediately he texted me back and he said, you're welcome. I'm proud of you. Preach today. You see, those, he looked back and Caleb said, man, that's where Abraham was at, and that's where Isaac was at. That's where Jacob was at. Man, that's where I want to be. When I look back, Brother Matt, and I see there's where Brother Mays was at, and there's where Brother Kelly was at, and there's where Dr. Hiles was at, and boy, that's where they was at. There was a Hebron, man. They something swells up inside of me and says that's where my grandpa was at. That's where my great-great-grandpa John was at. That's where I want to be. Oh, yeah, the relatives of the past. But when you think about Hebron, there's the revelation of the past. It was at Hebron that God met with Abraham and supped with him. God was revealing himself to Abraham there. At that time, not only God's person, but also the plan of God was revealed to Abraham. Abraham was informed of a son and a seed that would come from him. That was the land that Caleb wanted to live in. He said that's where God met with Abraham and revealed the will of God to Abraham at. Some of y'all, you're not getting one thing I'm preaching to you. But he said that's where I want to be. I want to be where God speaks to me at. I want to be where God will reveal himself to me at. I want to be at that place. Hebron means listen, fellowship. That's what it means. Caleb refused to quit until he obtained everything the Lord had for him. He refused to stop until he had obtained the place of fellowship with God. The same fellowship that those spiritual giants that had walked before him had, he had witnessed in them. Caleb said, God, that's what I want. God, that's what I want. It was the revelation of the past and the relatives of the past, but there was the rest of the past. It was in Hebron that Abraham purchased a cave to lay to rest his loved ones. All the patriarchs and their wives with their exemption, with the exemption of Rachel, was buried there. Hebron had been their place of rest, and Caleb wanted that land to be his place of rest. Caleb would not settle for just any place to be his inheritance. It must be the promised land. It must be Hebron. So you know what he says? A man of perseverance, a man of purpose, a man of patience. Here's what he says. I want the mountain. I want Hebron. Can I ask you a question this morning? What are you going to settle for? What are you going to settle for? I'm not interested in anything else but Hebron. I'm not interested. I hope you're getting what I'm preaching to you. I'm not interested in anything else. I'm not interested in it. Our next victory could very well be the greatest victory we've ever experienced at Amazing Grace Baptist Church. Think about that. Our next one. I'm not going to retire. I'm going to refire. I'm not going to settle. I'm going to step up. I'm not going to look back. I'm going to look ahead. Thank God for everything he's done back yonder. But honey, it's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. Caleb said, I want Hebron. Give me the mountain. Father.